Hey, welcome back, everyone, to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, episode 181. I am your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at GolfUnfiltered, and you can send me an email, GolfUnfiltered@gmail.com. Before we get into today's episode, I wanted to give some shout-outs to the people that help make Golf Unfiltered possible. That includes our friends over at thehackersparadise.com, if you're listening to this on the THP Radio app. Also, our friends over at Cleveland and Srixon, they just keep me smiling throughout the golf year with the great equipment that they provide and to keep me on the golf course. And hopefully, we keep you informed as well about all the great things that are happening with those two brands. And hello to our friends over at budgetgolf.com. Folks, the holiday season's right around the corner. You know you've got some golfing friends, and you are a golfer yourself if you're listening to this. If you're not, then you probably are lost. Why not go out to budgetgolf.com and buy yourself something nice? They got some great sales going on. Today we are talking to Mr. Casey McCourt. He is the co-founder and CEO of an incredibly interesting golf rental, golf club rental service called Clublender. Their website is clublender.com. Casey reached out to me a few weeks ago. We finally had the opportunity to sit down and find a time that worked well for both of us to have this conversation. And we go into some detail about what Clublender is all about, its history. You know how the segments typically go on this show. But I want to say a couple words about it up front. If you've ever gone on a golf trip, and I haven't gone on too many, but I've gone on a few where I've had to rent clubs. And just think about all the issues or the risks that could occur when you're trying to rent golf clubs. First and foremost, if you're probably like me and you don't plan very well, I'll admit that, and you don't call ahead to the golf course and ask if they actually offer rental clubs, you might show up at a golf course without any clubs. Not that I've done that, but it wouldn't surprise me if I did one day. Clublender helps take that risk point out of the equation. Basically, you go onto the website, you choose which clubs you want, they ship them either to your door or to the golf course, or other places, wherever you want them to be delivered. And you don't have to worry about checking a bag at the airport and paying more for it. You don't have to worry about all these other risk points that could really ruin a vacation, a buddy's trip, anything, really. So this is where clublender.com comes into play. So we have a great conversation with Mr. Casey McCourt. Hope you enjoy it. If you have any questions about Clublender, go out to their website, as I mentioned, clublender.com. You could send me an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com, and I'll get you in touch with the right people to answer them. Sit back and relax. Hope you enjoy this conversation with Casey McCourt, CEO and co-founder of Clublender. And welcome back, listeners. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, I am extremely excited to welcome the co-founder and CEO of clublender.com, Mr. Casey McCourt. Casey, I am so happy to speak with you today. Thanks for taking some time to talk to me.
Adam, such a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And you know, this is a great opportunity, especially for folks that live in the Midwest, to hear about Clublender because, hey, as we were talking just a few minutes ago before we got going here, Casey, I mean, the weather is cold where I'm at. And so I'm not getting out on the golf course all that often. And I know that services like yours could help me out. But before I get too ahead of myself, let's talk a little bit about your background and tell us how you got involved in the game.
Yeah, we'd love to address that. To the weather point, sadly, we've been experiencing some wildfires out in this part of the country. So despite some intermittently sunny weather, there have been some smoky skies as well over the last week or two. Yeah, but I hope that you're right, Adam, that this is a service that would be helpful for a lot of people in the part of the country in the Midwest that you're hailing from. And I got into golf as a kid, as a hobby, and I've kind of continued with that hobby into adulthood. And Clublender actually started more generically. So Clublender as an idea was not golf specific to begin with. It was more like an Airbnb for stuff, for any kind of gear. And then slowly that idea has gotten whittled down into what is now Clublender, starting with more of a generic kind of take on peer-to-peer sharing of adventure sporting gear like surfboards and stand-up paddle boards, snow gear like snowboards and skis and things of sort of that bulkiness and kind of awkwardness for transportation, and in that price point. So expensive enough that it might not be worth your going out and buying the item for a one-off usage, but cheap enough that maybe it's not the most precious thing you own, or at least cheap enough that you would consider renting it out to a peer of yours. And then as I began to work on that concept, I thought that an easier entree into this, into building a community, would be actually keeping an inventory of our own, because that peer-to-peer marketplace, I think, is more appealing for renters off the bat than it is for owners, especially if the pricing isn't appealing enough for owners. But of course, as the pricing gets more and more appealing for owners, it might get less and less appealing for renters. And so Clublender, as it stands, is a business-to-consumer rental service from our inventory. So you can choose your make and model on our website or by calling us, and the dates that you'd like the clubs in our service area, which is in the southwestern United States. And then we set you up by delivering the equipment to your destination, whether it be the hotel, golf course, a home, or UPS affiliate.
And it just sounds like an incredible service. And when you originally reached out a few weeks ago just to tell me a little bit about what Clublender is all about, it was just one of those ideas that seemed so simple and so obvious. I couldn't believe that somebody hadn't thought of this before, because it makes the travel element of those who like to golf while they travel so much easier. And as you mentioned, and I find interesting, you know, Clublender, as far as it's known today, started in 2016, according to your website. And listeners, it's clublender.com. So be sure to go out there and check them out. But you touched on the fact that it wasn't just golf clubs at first. It was other big things that really people wanted to ship and to enjoy their lives elsewhere. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that is right. And thank you for the complimentary language. I hope it is something that's helpful for people. As we go, you know, we're getting some information about which compromises people are willing to make or not make. And so what I have in mind there is that I think there are some people who are, barring very extenuating circumstances, are going to want to bring their own set of golf clubs to their destination, especially if they know that they're going to be playing and it's not a question mark. So, you know, it's not a, I'm going to a business conference and think I might be able to slide away for an afternoon scenario. But if this is, okay, I'm going on a golf trip, I'm going across the country to do this, then I think that subset of users are always going to be a harder subset of users for us to provide an appealing product to, because the point of comparison is so specific. My hope is that eventually we can provide such a variety of makes and models that actually the decision that more and more people are making is, okay, I could bring my exact set for this very specific trip that I'm making, or I could use this Clublender set that's 80, 85, 95% the makeup of my set at home. And then I think that decision becomes more of a difficult one. Then I think we're actually offering something that specific user can find appealing. As it stands, I think our service is appealing for lots of use cases, but that's probably not foremost among them. I would say use cases that are foremost amongst the existing ones that we're seeing are people who are traveling, maybe for golf, maybe not. The ones who are traveling for golf, they like what they see of our offered inventory, and they go for it, but they're not demanding that they have the extra wrap on their grips, or that the irons be set up to be at a degree and a half flat, right, or something quite so specific. Or maybe it's someone who thought they might be able to ship their clubs in time, but logistically that's turned out not to be feasible, or they've just decided that they would prefer not to deal with the hassle of having a set of clubs that they're really satisfied with at their destination.
What I find most interesting about ClubLender, and you touched on this a little bit, was how easy it is to select the set of clubs that you want to play. And while, as you explained, you know, listeners to this or users of your site can get a set of clubs that could closely matches their current set that they play at home, you also have the opportunity to use or try out equipment that maybe you haven't played before. And we should probably clarify, like, you know, anyone listening to this that's rented clubs before, and I'll include myself in that too, Casey. You know, I've had some horror stories with club rentals in the past. We're not talking about, you know, second run equipment here. We're talking about top of the line name brands, right?
Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah, thanks for clarifying that. That is, I think I've been focused on this long enough that maybe it's easy for me to forget to mention that, but that's a really important part of the service. The part of the inspiration for sort of the golf focus of ClubLender and the evolution of this business has been that exact issue of the difficulty in finding satisfactory rental clubs at the course. So some courses, to their credit, offer solid rental options, but in my experience as a consumer, historically, it's been a crapshoot. Yeah. And sometimes when I've thought I'm going to get something, I actually have ended up getting something else, or maybe I get the make and model that I anticipated, but it's just not quite in as good shape as I had hoped. And in certain circumstances, I think that can work for people. And then I think in others, when they are really wanting to focus on the golf and really are excited to get to know the gear that they're using, or just want to use gear that they're already familiar with, then that doesn't work as well. So we've attempted to assemble an inventory that covers some different interests. To a certain degree, we've started from, well, the very beginning of our kind of inventory building process. We started with PXGs. Mm-hmm. And that choice was for a number of reasons, but I think part of it was that to my mind, this service would always be something of a concierge luxury service. This is a service where you're paying for a convenience, mm-hmm. and you're paying for high quality. And so PXGs are very thoughtfully manufactured, and I think they appeal to many of the same people who I imagine really like to listen to your podcast, people who love golf, who love gear, and we love to nerd out on gear, and mm-hmm. and you know, probably a subset of those people. Well, I guess my basic thought is just that that particular brand would appeal to a lot of golfers who like to nerd out on gear. And then as we've sort of expanded the inventory, we've brought in TaylorMade sets and Titleist sets and Callaway sets, and it's a mix of what, as you're well familiar, get called in the industry, sort of game improvement equipment, right. Mm-hmm. and then also players and players distance sets. So I think it's a wide mix at this point in terms of the ability level, but also just preference in terms of the top-down look for the irons and just feel of the clubs and forgiveness. And so we're attempting to cast a wide net, but also to be able to satisfy people at different skill levels.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's great, the service that you offer and the options that you offer, too, because, and I'm just looking at the website here, folks listening to this. I mean, I'm looking at Callaway, and I'm talking brand new Callaway irons, the Rogue line. I'm talking about M4, the entire M4 line from TaylorMade. Casey mentioned PXG, and Titleist is on here. And so this is up-to-date, you know, modern equipment that you could literally just book a trip, go to a golf course. You don't have to worry about your clubs. And as I understand it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Casey, we just have to let ClubLender know through the website a few days in advance, or a week in advance, ideally, at least. And then when we arrive at the course, the golf clubs are waiting for us. Is that right?
We ask for 3 business days notice.
Oh, okay. So that close to it, even.
Yeah, so if you're playing on, say, a Thursday, if you let us know by the afternoon on Monday, then we can set you up. And in certain cases, we can turn things around a bit quicker, but that's where we set the default advance notice requirement.
Okay, and so it's really simple. Let ClubLender know, for example, I'll use myself as an example here. Right now, ClubLender is available in a few select states, one of which, as I understand it, is Arizona. Two friends of mine and myself are planning to go out and be derelicts at the Waste Management Open coming up here in January. And so, hypothetically, if I were to go out there, I could reserve a set of clubs to go out and be shipped to the course that we decide on, whatever it is. And I could just take that inconvenience of finding a golf club shipping service and pay X amount of dollars to do that. I can not have to worry about bringing my out-of-date club travel bag, which is really pitiful, I have to tell you, and not have to bring that. And so I can literally just not worry about any of that, save on the cost of what I would have to pay to check an oversized luggage, hope that it arrives in the airport. I've had that happen to me too. And I could just remove all of that inconvenience and I can just have the ease of mind to go on my trip with my two drunk friends and arrive and have a good time and say, hey, look, there are the clubs that I booked through ClubLender. I mean, I don't know about you listeners, but that sounds to me like a pretty good deal.
That's the idea. And as you describe you and your friends as derelicts, I just started imagining a Mugatu-inspired derelict club lender vessel bag outfitted with some clubs that I'm not sure how we would do it. Maybe we'd just smear dirt on the white bag or something like that.
That would be
But
too
yeah,
good
that's
for us.
we would have to soil it up even more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the idea, and that's yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head.
And so, as far as the states and the availability of ClubLender right now, what states do you service?
So the ones that we service by default are California, Utah, Nevada, and Arizona, and in most cases, we're attempting to fulfill orders that are for states that are directly perimeter states to those states. So Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico. And then in certain rare cases, we'll attempt to fulfill beyond that. It's just that our current pricing model is really built to service the Southwest. And we're shipping all of the clubs from our office in Los Angeles. And so as we get beyond that perimeter, it gets more and more expensive for us to ship the equipment and requires a bit of a different approach to pricing. But California, Utah, Nevada, Arizona by default. And then in certain cases, we are open to making exceptions.
And
We'd like
so,
to,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
or go ahead. We would love to continue to expand our service area, but that's the state of affairs at the moment.
And as I was thinking, as you were explaining the availability and the pricing model, we should mention a little bit about the cost of the service, and it's nothing astronomical by any means. I mean, I'm looking at the website again, and just as an example, listeners, if I wanted to get a Callaway set of clubs, brand new, Rogue line, $75 for the first day, and then $25 each additional day. I mean, that's right there is less expensive than any shipping service that I can think of.
Right. Yeah, that is the pricing for the Callaways. It's also the pricing for the Titleist AP2s, the TaylorMade P790s, the TaylorMade M4s are just slightly cheaper at 65 and 20 for the additional days. And then the PXG set is an outlier at 200 for the first day and 60 thereafter. But yeah, so the majority of our inventory sits in that 65 to 75 range for day one, and then the 20 to 25 range for days two and beyond.
And so when we make that rental, or when we finalize the rental, I show up at the course, I play my round of golf, I have a great time. I just return the clubs to the pro shop counter.
Yeah, if that's your preference. And so usually, yeah, I'm glad you brought this up because this is an important part of our service is how we think about the logistics on delivery and then the return. So when you're ordering your set, either online or over the phone with us, you select your destination, and it can be a hotel, residence, it can be a UPS affiliate, or the golf course directly. If you've, say, selected a golf course, to stick with your return example, then we'll call the golf course if we haven't already dealt with that particular course, just to confirm that they'll accept UPS packages for people playing at the course.
Okay.
And if they do, we'll coordinate with them to make sure that they know the package is on its way. And then at that point, we'll ask you or the course to hold on to the original packaging. You'll play your round, and then when you're done, and by the way, you can move to a different course. You can go back to your hotel. You can go. So maybe this is where I can describe some of the branching, right?
Sure.
So if you have the clubs delivered to the golf course, you can return those clubs right to the pro shop, provided that the course will accept UPS pickups, which is another aspect of the round trip that we'll clarify with the course. And
okay.
So if they can, and that's your itinerary, then you're good to go just by putting the clubs back into the box, leaving them with the pro shop, slapping the return label that's included in your set on the outside of the box. But at that point, you could say, you know, I'm going straight to the airport. I'm just going to drop these off at a UPS store on the way. Or that works in a case where maybe you're playing at a public course that won't accept UPS pickups to be scheduled there. If you know you're going back to the hotel and you want to make it back for some event where you're staying or nearby, and it's more convenient for you to not linger at the course, then we can coordinate directly with the hotel on your behalf, and we'll do the same set of checks with the hotel. In other words, we'll make sure that they'll accept a UPS pickup, and if they can, then you're good to just drop the clubs there. And that's essentially kind of the branching. We offer the only return option that you don't have. The only option you have at delivery that you don't have on return is the residential option. But the hotel, course, and UPS affiliate are all return options.
Nice. And that's just more added convenience. And as you mentioned earlier, Casey, that's really what people looking for, or that's what people who use the service would be looking for if they go and use ClubLender. Now, how has reception been early on? I know you've been in the golf space here for a couple of years. I'd imagine that it's been pretty positive.
Thanks. Yeah, it has been. I'm thinking about how to describe it, Adam. We started with one set, and we've expanded the inventory along with demand, and we're at a point where I think we've just along the way sort of been building demand through getting the word out, letting people know that we exist, and expanding our inventory along with it. And it's from a business standpoint, it's been an interesting problem to sort of guess at what the ultimate demand is for this service without having, especially in the early days, a big enough inventory to accommodate this sort of demand. You know, before building any inventory, sort of imagining a demand, and then as we've gone, sort of getting a sense for what people actually respond to. And so, yeah, it's been a really kind of fascinating process of learning what people want, what kind of service they demand, which aspects of the service they care about, which they don't, which aspects they care about, which aspects they don't care about so much. And I think we're still, I still very much feel like I'm learning what the demand is for this service, but we've been continuing to grow, and gladly we've been finding new customers and finding some return customers, and I feel very, very grateful for that.
That's fantastic to hear. And when I heard of the service, I was just, again, as I mentioned earlier, like, why haven't I thought of this before? This is such a great idea, and I'm glad to hear that it's going well. And, you know, Casey, I know you and I could probably chat about this forever, but I had just one final question for you, and it was about the different types of rental or pricing options that you have. And you know, I think we've been talking a lot about the one round and done model, which is certainly an option. But I was really interested to hear that you also offer subscription and bulk pricing. What is that all about?
Yeah, we do. Thanks for bringing that up. So the idea is, with the subscription, if you know you're going to be playing a lot, then you sign up for the subscription. You get 40% off of our normal pricing. So, you know, for example, with the M4s, instead of paying $65 for the first day, you pay $39 for the first day. And instead of paying $20 for the second and beyond days, you pay $12, and you pay a monthly fee of $50. And you can rent for up to 5 days a month. So the idea on a 6 month term, so the idea here is just, if you think you're going to be using the service regularly, you can save some money by signing up for this subscription service. The bulk pricing is oriented toward quantity of sets per rental, as opposed to the regularity of a customer's use of the service. So any customers who are renting five or more sets get a 10% discount on those sets.
So listeners, those of you who might be planning like a bachelor party or a buddy's golf trip, I mean, that's pretty much what you want to go for.
Right. Right.
And every golf bag, as I understand it, sorry, this is, I promise, this is the last question, Casey. I have just so many questions about the service. Everything comes in a pretty cool bag too, right? A Vessel golf bag.
That's right. Yeah. It's a Vessel golf bag. Almost all of our golf bags are, pure white with a little black trim, and then some have a little bit more black. So it's either kind of an understated white with a little black, or kind of black and white combination. And the idea is that we want you to be feeling like the bag is as high quality as the clubs, and also that you know, the bag has been sort of an interesting thought exercise along the way, because originally my thought was that we wanted to spread the word about Club Lender by kind of putting a logo on the bag. And but more and more lately, my team and I have been thinking that having a more understated bag perhaps makes people feel more comfortable renting. You know, we'll see how this evolves, but the idea is that for someone who's not interested in being a walking advertisement, they don't have to be. They can sort of use this beautiful but understated bag and focus on golf.
It's a fantastic subscription, or it's a fantastic service that includes a subscription service and bulk pricing for those golf groups that want to go have that buddy trip or that bachelor party, as I mentioned earlier. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Casey McCourt. He's the co-founder and CEO of Club Lender. Go out and visit the website, clublender.com. Check it out. You're going to love what you see. And Casey, I hope we can do this again in the future.
Thank you so much, Adam. I appreciate it.